Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, all our guests. It's a very special day in our church life as we receive new members here at Moscow, as we also have baptisms this morning. So we're looking forward to all that happening during our morning service. And we just welcome every one of you here to be a part of this special service. Few announcements as we begin here. If you have your bulletin, notice there on the inside, of course, we do have just the list of those new members that will be joining the church today. And maybe you're familiar with all those names. Most everyone has been here for some time. But today we get to officially welcome them, and we look forward to that. Also, notice there announcement about the fall CBM, which will be here November 19th. It will be following the worship service. There will be a carry-in meal directly after that, after the morning service. And I think it's going to be kind of a Thanksgiving-themed meal. So there'll be turkey and gravy and drink and table services provided. We ask you to bring a dish or two, maybe a dessert, and come and just be a part of that. CBM meeting will be following the conclusion of the meal. Everyone is welcome and invited to come and to be a part of that. Also, notice on the back there that following to the service today, there will be, again, choir practice. We look forward to that. I think it's still...
No, it's everybody.
Okay. It was just... It was just women only, but now they are ready to bring in the men as well. And so everyone's invited to be a part of the choir service. We look forward to the choir sharing also during Thanksgiving service and as well at Christmas time. They're working on some of that music. So we look forward to hearing that. Month of Mission. October is our month of mission, and the deadline for bringing items for Valley Mission is next Sunday. We got a lot of stuff here, but it's nice to even take more. So if you do some shopping this week, maybe pick up a few items for those at Valley Mission. We'll be taking those things up next Sunday. Also, the children will be taking a meal there to Valley Mission. So kids, make plans next Sunday to stay after service. We'll make sure that they're fed, the kids, and they'll be working to get the food ready to take up to Valley Mission, that warm meal. So we look forward to that. If you maybe you don't like to shop, there's still opportunity for you to give just on your check. Just make sure in the memo line you put make payable but give this money to Valley Mission. Maybe just in the memo put Valley Shelter of Valley Mission. That way they know exactly where those funds are to go. Also, just a reminder about Bible study. We'll be this Sunday at 4, but next Sunday there will be no Bible study because of the work being done there with Valley Mission. Is there any other announcements that you'd like to share at this time? Kim? Thank you, Kim. Thanks for getting that up there. And again, that information is posted there on the bulletin. And you can take a look at that and begin to pray about those positions. That's why she posts them, so that we can start praying about those that will be called into those positions here. At our fall CBM meeting, we'll have a call for those names, and then a slate will be brought back to be voted on. So be praying about those positions, who God is calling into those leadership positions here at the church. And if you do have questions, Kim's available, and she'll answer any of those questions for you. Thank you, Kim. Any other announcements that you'd like to share? Yes, Kenny?
For the mission service next Sunday, any of the kids that want to stay, we will have the band. And because we don't know what time to tell you, we'll be back here at the church. We don't have a problem with bringing the kids home. A lot of kids are here local anyway, so as we're coming back from Stanton, we can very well just slide by the house. So it's easier to do that than it is to guess about what time we're going to be back in here.
Yep. If you have questions, just talk with Kenny. Y'all can make those arrangements. And Kenny, we're so glad you got the van to help out. It comes in quite useful, doesn't it, for a lot of church events. So thank you, Kenny. Anything, Janet?
Is whatever you signed up for
Absolutely. Thank you, Janet. Anyone else? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this glorious day, Lord, in which the family of God grows, even right here at Moscow. Lord, we thank you of the work that you're doing, that your Holy Spirit is doing in calling those to seek and serve you, to put you first, Lord, and to serve your church, Lord. Lord, we want to make a difference in our world. We want your light to shine, even as you've called us there in your scriptures to be light bearers. Lord, we want people to see your goodness and your love. And Lord, we want people to see the salvation that comes through your Son, Jesus. Lord, help us to accomplish that as your church. Lord, you've brought us together. You unify us together to do this work. Lord, I pray that we're focused on that and that mission that you give us, Lord, to go forth, to make believers, and to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us the courage, the energy, the wisdom we need to accomplish this mission in the world today. Lord, unify and strengthen us as your church. And Lord, let us with open hearts and Lord, just hearts filled with love, welcome these new members in today. And Lord, let us be in prayer for those that are making commitments to Christ today, that God, you will continue to sustain them in their walk. And Lord, that we all come together and take part in the ministry and mission of your church. Lord, we praise you this morning. We praise your Son, Jesus, Lord. We worship his name, and it's in his name we pray these things together. Amen. Let's stand together for this morning's call to worship. You'll find this on the inside of your bulletin. This is coming from portions of Romans chapter 6. And Paul writes, "Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized unto Christ Jesus were baptized unto his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism unto death. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Let's turn to our hymnals, page 515, "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart." Page 515.
Thank you.
since Jesus came into our hearts, we are filled with joy, aren't we? And our hearts are filled with His love and His goodness. I'm not going to take a lot of time to share any prayer requests or praises. I know we have a lot of prayer requests and praises because of our baptisms this morning. And so I'm just going to call on our ushers to come forward and to collect our tithes and our offerings. And I'm going to ask those that are being baptized at this point to be dismissed and kind of head downstairs. I'm going to ask my deacons to come forward and to help with the baptism this morning. Those that are helping with that, so that I think we're good. Will you stand together and pray with me? Let's bow our heads. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You this morning for these tithes and offerings, Lord, that are brought forth and laid at Your altar, Lord. We continue to seek to worship You even through these giving. And Lord, we seek to always praise You. Lord, we are so blessed. Lord, it's through these blessings which we give unto You. Lord, we pray this morning for those in our hearts and minds, those that have been upon our prayer list, Lord, those that are recovering from surgeries, Lord, those that are recovering from sickness, Lord, those that are continuing to seek Your comfort and healing in their time of need. Lord, we lift them up to You this morning, knowing, Lord, that You hear our prayer, Lord, that You answer our prayer. And Lord, that we want to give You all the praise. Lord, we don't want any praise for ourselves, but totally and completely for You. So Lord, again, I just thank You for this special day, Lord, which You bless our church, Lord, which You increase our faith, I pray, through it. Lord, which we receive these members, and Lord, as we baptize these souls, even, Lord, as You've called us to through Your Scriptures, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, they come forward in this act of obedience and love and seeking to follow You. And Lord, we just pray that You will bless each one of us through this activity here today. Lord, we just praise You in all things, Lord. We praise Your Son, Jesus. It's in His name we pray these things together. Amen. You may be seated. Your step. It's slick there. Yeah. Clint Lau is first to be baptized. Sometimes I say my first victim, but I don't think that's right. he's seeking to be baptized this morning and just to, again, to receive the blessing of baptism and to commit his life to Christ. And so we're just so glad that Clint is coming this morning. God's using him in powerful ways. He's a husband and a father. He works and he farms and he works hard, and we know God's using him. And he's a good leader here at the church too, and we look forward to all the good things that God is going to do through Clint. And so we just praise the Lord for him being here. Everett, can you hand me that book? And Clint, I have a couple questions here for you real quick. And Clint, do you believe that Jesus is God's Son? And do you receive and trust Him as your Savior and Lord? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Clint, will you turn away from all sin? And will you endeavor by God's grace to live according to the example and teachings of Jesus? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Clint, will you be loyal to the church, upholding it by your prayers and your presence, your substance, and your service? If so, say, I do.
I do.
And Clint, based on these confessions of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you right now for your son Clint coming forward. Even, Lord, as you've called him to, Lord, he stepped out on faith, his faith, Lord, in you, to make this commitment of baptism at this moment in his life. Lord, I just pray that you fill him with your Holy Spirit. Lord, you fill him with your spiritual gifts to serve your church, to serve his family, Lord, to lead his family. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit upon him, Lord, and the good that you've already brought about in his life. Lord, we just pray that you strengthen him for days ahead. Lord, that you surround him with love of this church, Lord, and that he may always know that he's not alone. But Lord, he has those walking by him, with him, Lord, and by his side. And Lord, that you are holding his hand at all moments. Lord, no matter how difficult the path may get, that, Lord, he knows your hand is in his, and, Lord, that you are walking with him. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the faith that Clint has to come forward this morning to confess you as Lord and Savior and to pledge his life to your service. Lord, I just pray you continue to have your Holy Spirit upon him in this commitment. And, Lord, that even in his darkest moments, Lord, he continues to look for you for that guidance that he needs. Lord, we praise you now. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. God bless you, Clint. God bless you, buddy. You go come out right here. I'd hug you, but you're soaking wet. It's always a special moment.
I'll use the chair.
You know, just stand right here for a second. It's always a special moment when a father gets to be a part of the baptism of his son. This is my youngest son, Aiden. And we just thank the Lord for this moment of him coming and committing his life to Christ, pledging his love for Jesus, and that he's ready to be baptized. And so, boy, I tell you, as a father, as a parent, we just long to see our children receive the Lord. And so it just is a blessed moment for me. And so, Aiden, I'm going to ask you these questions. You stand right there. Aiden, do you believe that Jesus is God's Son, and do you receive and trust Him as your Savior and Lord? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Aiden, will you turn away from all sin, and will you endeavor by God's grace to live according to the example and teachings of Jesus? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Aiden, will you be loyal to the church, upholding it by your prayers and your presence, your substance, and your service? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Let's sit down right there. And Aiden, based on this confession of faith, baptize you in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just can't thank you enough for Aiden, his willingness to come forward. Lord, he knows it's the right moment in his life, Lord, to pledge his life to you. And he knows that, Lord, at this moment, Lord, that you are blessing his faith. That, Lord, you are pledging yourself as much as he is pledging himself to be your disciple. Lord, you're pledging yourself to be his God. And, Lord, we thank you so much for that faith that's in Aiden. Lord, I just pray now you fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that as trials and tribulation and tests might come in his life, Lord, that he can always and will always look to you for strength. Lord, that he will know that he is always loved. Lord, that there's no greater love that he's received than that love which comes from you in his life. That love that was displayed there upon the cross for him and for all who seek to receive that love. Father, we thank you that you are willing to die to cover our sins. And Lord, I know as Aiden comes forward now, he feels that forgiveness upon his life, that this water is like a cleansing of his whole life, Lord, that he's cleansed and completely cleansed. And Lord, it's a cleansing not just now, but his entire life, Lord, as your precious blood will continue to cleanse him each day of his life, Lord, as he seeks to put you first and follow after you. And so, Lord, I pray you fill your son, Aiden, here with your Holy Spirit. Lord, just fill him to the brim, Lord, that he might be on fire for you and do great things in your name. Lord, I pray that in his life he will lead many souls to believe in you and your son Jesus because, Lord, of his faith. Lord, let him be an example to those around him. And Lord, just bless him with the joy that comes always in his life from following you. Lord, if he wanders astray, Lord, I pray that you lead him back and keep him close to your side. Lord, we praise you now. Thank you for your son, Aiden, this commitment of faith that he makes. It's in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Robert is coming forward now. Robert Black. Watch your step, it's slick. Robert is a father, a husband. He's also a volunteer firefighter. He has a lot of different hats and a lot of responsibilities, and he's a good leader. And I know those at the firehouse and those around him look up to Robert. And I know it's because of the light of Jesus that shines through you that others see. And we just praise God for that. And so, Robert, thank you for this commitment as you come forward now. Robert, do you believe that Jesus is God's Son? And do you receive and trust Him as your Savior and Lord? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Robert, will you turn away from all sin? Will you endeavor by God's grace to live according to the example and teachings of Jesus? If so, say, I will. Robert, will you be loyal to the church, upholding it by your prayers and your presence, your substance and your service? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Robert, have you sit down here. And Robert, based on this pledge and confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you now rejoicing in Robert's decision, Lord, to come forward and be baptized. Lord, we know that You're using Robert in many ways. Lord, You're using him in a place of leadership in his family, Lord. As he fathers his house. Lord, we thank You so much for the discernment that You give Robert. Lord, the faith that You place within him. Lord, I thank You for the light that shines forth from Robert's life. Lord, others can see it. I can see it, Lord, that Your love and Your Holy Spirit is poured out upon him. And Lord, as others see him, Lord, they don't see just Robert. They see You and Your Son Jesus. And Lord, I just pray that Robert continues to be used as a witness for all those that he might lead, whether in the firehouse, Lord, or right here at Moscow. Lord, I just pray You continue to use him in a way that as others look upon him, Lord, they might continue to see Your Son Jesus, that Your grace and Your love is poured out and revealed through him. Lord, I know that You're using him in this powerful way. Lord, I pray that through this witness of his life, he continues to lead many to Christ. And Lord, that all around him will see that this gifts and skills that he has, whether it's at his work, Lord, or in the volunteer position there at the firehouse, Lord, they'll know that the abilities and skills that Robert has, Lord, they come from You. They come from above. And Lord, that they all might just give God the praise. Lord, I just pray Your Holy Spirit upon Robert. Fill him, I pray. Give him the gifts that he needs, Lord, to serve this body here that You've called him to, this congregation at Moscow. Fill him with Your gifts, I pray. Lord, allow him to serve You in whatever capacity You call him to here, Lord, and that he might be blessed in all that he does and whatever his hands lay hold of, Lord, that You will bless the work that he does. Lord, I pray for his safety too as he's working in that fire position, Lord. Keep him safe, Lord, and allow him to keep others around him safe. Lord, give him the wisdom and discernment he needs at all times to do those things You've called him to do to the best of not just his ability, Lord, but the ability, Lord, which You place within him. Lord, just place Your Holy Spirit upon Robert at this moment. Might he just feel Your presence in his life at all times. And let him know, Lord, that You are with him. Father, we praise You now. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. God bless you, Robert. God bless you, brother. Watch those steps. They're slick. Hold here. Here comes Marcia. This is Robert's wife. And she's come forward too as the right time to be baptized. I think again, though. Sometimes there's recommitments, yeah. But Marcia comes and she's ready to be baptized. And Marcia, I'm going to ask you questions now. Marcia, do you believe that Jesus is God's Son? And do you receive and trust Him as your Savior and Lord? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Marcia, will you turn away from all sin? Will you endeavor by God's grace to live according to the example and teachings of Jesus? If so, say, I will.
I will.
And Marcia, will you be loyal to the church, upholding it by your prayers and your presence, your substance, and your service? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Marcia, I'll have you sit down right there. Marcia, according to your pledge of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank You for your daughter Marcia, Lord, as she comes forward now to pledge her faith and her commitment to serve and follow You. Lord, she's been doing that for many years. But Lord, at this moment, she feels upon her life, Lord, that commandment which You call us to be baptized, to believe and be baptized. And Marcia comes now to follow in accordance to Your word and Your call upon her life. Lord, she surrenders her life to You. I've heard that. I know that for Marcia. She surrenders her life to You, and Lord, she seeks Your presence and Your guidance and direction upon her life, Lord. She needs Your strength, Lord. She needs Your help, Lord, each and every day to do all that You've called her to do, Lord. She's a mother, And Lord, she looks after her children and her household. And Lord, she has a lot of responsibilities. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to give Marcia the direction and the discernment, the wisdom that she needs to lead her house well, to care for her children, and to raise them up, Lord, to seek and serve you. We've seen that already as her son Nathan even was baptized just here recently in the river. Lord, we know that you're working through Marcia to lead her family and to have them to seek and serve you. Lord, I just pray your Holy Spirit upon her too for the work she does and for her house. Lord, even for her father, Randy. Lord, she cares for many people around her. It takes a lot of strength to be a caregiver and to care for those around her. And Lord, we know that she can only do that through the work of the Holy Spirit, Lord, giving her the strength she needs to do this each and every day. And so, Lord, that's what we pray for now. Lord, just fill her with your Holy Spirit for this work that you've laid upon her. Lord, I pray that any day, Lord, she might feel like it's overwhelming or too much to do. Lord, you might just come overwhelmingly upon her at that moment and remind her, Lord, that she's not alone. And Lord, that you are helping her. Lord, that you're carrying her even in those moments when she feels she can't carry it alone. Lord, thank you for this faith that Marcia shares here this morning. Lord, I pray it's an encouragement to each one of us as she dedicates her life to your service. Thank you for a sister like Marcia, that she joins this church. Lord, we're all blessed because of it. And we give you praise. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. God bless you, Marcia. God bless you. Okay. Watch your step. It's slick. Yeah. Last but not least is Flanna. And Flanna, I'll have you stand up a little bit yet. Can't hide yet. I know. Flanna is coming this morning as well to make a commitment to Christ. And just, again, just a reminder of that call that, you know, once you believe that first step of faith to be baptized, and Flanna knows that. She hears that call to come to be baptized. She's taking that step of faith in her life. And we just praise the Lord for that. Flanna's a mother, Sheridan, and she has a lot of responsibilities. And we just know that God is going to work and continue to work good things through your life. And we just praise the Lord for you coming here this morning. So Flanna, I have a couple questions here. Flanna, do you believe that Jesus is God's Son? And do you receive and trust Him as your Savior and Lord? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Flanna, will you turn away from all sin? And will you endeavor by God's grace to live according to the example and teachings of Jesus? If so, say, I will. Flanna, will you be loyal to the church, upholding it by your prayers and your presence, your substance and your service? If so, say, I do. Flanna, have you sit down. And Flanna, in accordance to your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that even as Flanna comes forward this morning, Lord, that she feels that presence, your Holy Spirit, there upon her and in her life. Lord, that the direction she goes, Lord, the choices she makes, Lord, she can feel your hand nudging her. Lord, your voice calling upon her. Lord, I just pray that Flanna continues to follow you all the days of her life. Lord, that in the most difficult of moments within her life, Lord, she will continue to look to you for that strength and that source of security and peace, Lord, that she needs, that we all need, Lord. Lord, I just pray that in trials and tribulations, she will just continue to call out for you, even as she has for her sin in her life, Lord. We all receive you through confession of sin. And Lord, I know you've blessed her as she's called out upon your name. Lord, I just pray now that you strengthen her to be used, Lord, as a mother, Lord, as a witness to others. Lord, allow your Holy Spirit to speak through her. Lord, allow her to be used to encourage the church, to strengthen the church, and yes, Lord, to lead the church. Lord, I know you've got great things laid in store for Flanna. And I pray she just continues to surrender her life each and every day and seek to, Lord, to lay that down at your feet and at your cross and seek to follow you in every single way. Lord, let her not trust in her own understanding of things. But Lord, allow her to completely and fully trust in you. Lord, we praise you for the work that you're doing in Flanna. Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit fills her with all the gifts that she needs, Lord, to do her work as your child of God. Lord, I pray that at no time within her life here, Lord, that she will turn away from you, but Lord, that she will seek you with her whole heart, with her whole mind, with her whole strength, Lord, that she'll continue to seek you daily, Lord, that she'll study your word, and Lord, that she will be used to share that word with many. Lord, I pray this upon her now. Lord, thank you for your daughter, Flanna. Lord, the angels rejoice at her and all those this morning that have come forward and pledged their faith and their love in your Son, Jesus. Bless her, I pray. Bless her family. Bless her daughter. Have your hand of blessing upon her, I pray, always. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. God bless you, Flanna.
The summer breeze made ripples on the ponds and rattled through the reeds and the willow trees beyond. Daddy in his good hat and Mama in her Sunday dress watched with pride as I stood there in the water up to my chest. And the preacher spoke about the cleansing blood. As I sank my toes into that cool East Texas mud. And it was down with the old man, up with the new. Raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound. There was glory in the air, there was dinner on the ground. And my sins, which were many, were washed away and gone. Along with the buffalo nickel, I forgot to leave at home. That seemed like such a small, small price to pay. For the blessed peace of mind that came to me that day. It was down with the old man, up with the new. Raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. This road is long and dusty, sometimes a soul it must be cleansed. And I long to feel that water rushing over me again. See no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord. I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord.
If you would please stand and join in the hymn of 202, Amazing Grace.
Hopefully everyone has gotten back upstairs now. We're going to reach the point of the service now where we not only welcome those new members who were baptized, but also we're going to welcome those new members who have either transferred their membership or are being received by affirmation of faith. And do we have everybody here? Is Clint here? Yep. Everybody good? Everybody here? I think we are. If I could, and if you are, your name's listed on that bulletin as a member or those baptized, if you would just come forward now at this point. We're going to have you stand here. Yep, Brian, all those in the, come on forward. Aiden, why don't you just kind of start here and we'll line up across the front. Yep, good. Nathan, welcome. Yep, Andy and Margaret and Bob. Yes. Yeah. Bobby. Yeah. Andy and Margaret. Maybe we'll shift to the right just a little bit. Yeah. Try to get you as centered as possible. Boy, aren't we blessed to receive this group in here at Moscow? We're just so thankful. I know a lot of these faces, all these faces are familiar faces. But we're just so blessed just to kind of bring them into the full fellowship of the church. And what a blessing it is. We know that God is working and things are happening and God is blessing the ministry here. And so I have just, a kind of some questions for you guys. And it goes like this. Friends in Christ, you have made your confession of faith and have become members of this church. I'm starting back too far, I think. No. We rejoice in your decision then to become members of this congregation in the full covenant relationship with the believers who worship and serve God in this place. Do you now affirm your faith and in and the loyalty to Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus, and his gospel? If so, say, I do. As you unite then with this church, will you worship, serve, and share in its program, supporting it by your earnest prayers, your regular attendance, your loyal service, and faithful stewardship as God gives you strength? If so, say, with God's help, I will.
With God's help, I will.
Do you promise to live and share with us in the bonds of Christian fellowship, giving and receiving Christian love, sharing and bearing one another's joys and pain? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Now there's a congregational piece in your bulletin. If you would just open that up. I think it's on the back, maybe? Yes. Let's see, no. There it is, congregational welcome. It's on the little insert there, the little white insert at the top there. And we're going to share this together, okay? We welcome you with joy and affection into this household of faith. We pledge to you our help, our prayers, our concern, that we may all increase in the knowledge and love of God. We trust God for strength to follow with you in Christ's way, keeping together the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Amen. Let's just share a short prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so blessed for those commitments that we make, not only as a church to those new members, but those new members to the church here, this congregation. Lord, I pray you just continue to strengthen the ministry for your work. Lord, that you work through the gifts of those that are coming in to further your gospel. Lord, there are so many today that are without the good news. So many who have yet to hear of the saving work of your Son, Jesus. Help us, Lord, as your church, to do that good work, to share that good news, to spread that gospel to all who will hear. Lord, let us work together in unity of spirit, Lord, to accomplish your mission. Let us encourage one another in the ministry. Let us help each other in the ministry. And Lord, might we accomplish mighty things in your name. Not for our glory, Lord, but for your glory. Lord, we give you thanks for these new members here today. And Lord, we welcome them in to this congregation, and we give you all praise and glory. We give you thanks. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. It says here, the members of this church bid you welcome in God's name, and on their behalf, I will give you the right hand of fellowship. We pray that all of us will be united in Christian love, and that we may grow in all the Christian graces in the service to our Lord. And I have a certificate here. Now, as you notice, there's a couple missing here. Unfortunately, work and other things have made it impossible for some to be here this morning. But I will certainly share with them their welcome as well and to the congregation. So, Brian, God bless you, brother. God bless you. There you go. Amy, welcome. Blessings to you. Nathan. Bob Myers, welcome. Welcome, Bob. Here you go. God bless you, Bob. Bob. Andy Middleton. Andy, welcome, your brother. God bless you. And Margaret Sheridan. Aiden Howdyshell. Flanna Sheridan, welcome you. God bless you. Clint Lyle, welcome your brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. Robert Black, welcome your brother. God bless you. Marcia Black,
thank you.
Welcome you.
Thank you.
Those that couldn't be here, of course, in your bulletin, you'll see Tammy Bell and Clark Teeter. And it's just, they weren't able to make this service. But we certainly, when you see them, be sure to welcome them in to the fellowship and share with them your love as well. Why don't we just give them a round of applause? There's one closing hymn to our service yet, but I want this group, the way they're positioned here, just to kind of position yourself again right in the back of the church there, as that way the church can shake your hand and welcome you into the fellowship. So, yeah, just kind of relocate to the back and stand in a line there. Yeah. This last hymn, I was reminded of our love feast, that oftentimes we share this hymn, which is "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." We share this at our love feast. It's a beautiful hymn that just reminds us that we are one body. We are tied together through the blood of Christ, and we are a family of God. And we often sing this hymn a cappella. And so I'm going to try to lead us in this a cappella version. And I think that you'll just enjoy the sound of that as we let us stand together. Turn in your hymnal to page 286. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred mind is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, when we are so bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we just thank you for this unity, this bond that we are brought together into your body, the body of Christ. Lord, thank you for the brothers and sisters that are here in this congregation. Lord, we are your family. We are your bride. Lord, we are your body. Lord, have us to be about doing your business. Lord, allow us to be a family that functions well and a body, Lord, that serves to your purpose and to your praise. Bless us, I pray, each one of us in our faith as we witness these things, and might it encourage and increase and strengthen our own faith that we might go forth boldly in the name of Jesus, seeking to do your work. Lord, we praise your holy name for the good things that we see your Holy Spirit doing here at the Moscow Covenant Brethren Church. We seek always to serve you, not our own selfish desires, but Lord, to seek and serve you first and to worship you in all that we do. Bless us, I pray, this week as we go about the business of being your church until we are brought together again in the praise of your goodness and your glory. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.